Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Three o'clock hour. Happy Friday. They say thunderstorms and rain in the area. I don't see any here. It's only Mission, Kansas, though, but I don't see any here. Jay Binkley, Rob Brennan, Carrington Harrison wearing a nice straw hat down at Churchill Downs at the Kentucky Derby. And joining us now, our longtime Royals insider, the best in the business, Mr. Josh Vernier. What's up, Josh?
If you ever wanted a sneak peek at what type of meteorologist Jay Binkley is, he just gave it to you.
Yes.
Look out the window. It ain't raining here. It's not going to rain anytime soon.
You know, I always thought I knew a lot about it, but Ned Yost took me to another level.
Yeah, you would always make predictions before going out to Kauffman Stadium, and the predictions were almost always wrong. I'm glad you've retired your whatever you used to.
Well, it's because I used Dusty Likens' radar a lot, and that was a terrible radar.
No, don't try to throw anybody else under the bus.
But Ned was great. Ned was perfect. I learned so much about weather from Ned. He was great,
yeah.
And he was better than the ground. Ned was better than anybody out there.
As far as, yeah, and no one's come close since. You know, Mike Matheny was a guy that his attitude was, it was going to be 70 and sunny every single day,
yeah.
And I'll wait for someone to tell me otherwise, and Matt Quatrero is not going to be bothered by the weather, because the pragmatist that he is, I have no control over it, so why would I care about it?
Well, the Royals in Baltimore for 3 before coming back and playing the White Sox for 4 at home. That should excite us, but as I mentioned earlier, the White Sox do, believe it or not, have more 7-plus run wins than anybody in Major League Baseball. That's a fact. Nick from the Royals tweeted this out. Yeah, believe it or not, the White Sox are like that. Either a few wins, 7-plus runs. But Nick Cable put this out from the Royals PR staff. First in this last 10 games since April 20th. First in wins, first in winning percentage, first in ERA, first in opponent batting average, first in shutout wins, tied for second in batting average at .288. That might surprise some people because out of their 20 or 32 games, they have 5 games where they've scored 4 runs or more. 2 of them were the doubleheader against Colorado. 1 was yesterday where they had 8. But the batting average has been down and people point at it, but I'll say this. It's been down across Major League Baseball, not just with the Royals.
Yeah, and when you win 9 of 10, I think
who
you
cares?
Would assume you're playing good baseball. And the baseball, for the most part this season, has not been well-rounded. And, you know, even when you look at this little run that they're on, is it something that is sustainable, you know, what we're seeing from this team? You know, that to me is the question. The rotation comes into tonight's game with an ERA just a shade above 3. Can they carry the burden the way that they have over the first 30-some-odd games? I don't believe so. You know, last year, for as great as the rotation was, it wasn't carrying the burden like it has in the first month of the season. Vinny, Bobby, Salvi helped ease some of that burden. Not a lot, but some. They've really received no help in the first month of the season. That's how remarkable this rotation has been, as your offense has been as porous in totality, and you're still 2 games above 500. So, obviously, and we talk about this every time you talk Royals, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, Jonathan India need to be good to very good. Regarding Salvi, you see today the Royals make a move as they call up Luke Maley, their third catcher, and they option Tyler Tolbert back to the minor league. So
I just saw just now. That's interesting. That means Sal's probably going to get some rest behind the plate.
Yeah, yeah. That tells you that they're not ready to put Salvi on the IL, but they're not close to having Salvi behind the dish. So you bring up the third catcher and you get rid of that late game pinch runner that has been so valuable for this franchise over the past decade, with Tyler Tolbert no longer out there. So, yeah, listen, still so much of the season to go. The question is what we saw in Tampa, is that the real Royals? Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, Jonathan India, yeah, that needs to be the real Royals. But can we bank on that? Are we expecting that coupled with the Mike Kell and the Drew Waters that we've seen of late? Is this offense as deep as it appeared in Tampa? If so, well, then we're right back to playoffs or bust, and we're right back to division title or bust. But, you know, that's where this team is. That's where the questions are going into Baltimore.
Well, I guess it's funny because the Royals are tied right now for that wild card position with the A's, you know, are right there with them. Red Sox just a half game
back. Stop.
No, I'm just saying, man.
What are you doing? They're two games above 500. Of course they're in it.
You know
what?
I'm interested in it, where they sit.
No, not the wild card. Not if you're a real playoffs or bust team. You don't look at the wild card until you only can look at the wild card. The focus is the division, Bink. Come on.
I know, but hey, I said it early on, and I still believe it. I said,
then do it for the Chiefs.
I said,
then do it for the Chiefs. I said, hey, we're still in the wild card.
No, it's different with
that
team.
You don't do that.
Well, they've made the postseason every year and just missed it once with Andy Reid, and that was 14, so they have a good track record of getting there, of course, more than anybody. But the bottom line is, when you look at this team and what they're doing, what do you think lasts longer? Because I've seen where the pitching's looked great in the previous years, the hitting took a while to come around, or the hitting looked great and the pitching hasn't. The batter's starting to come around with Vinny coming around and Sal. They're starting to hit the ball a little bit. And again, averages are down in Major League Baseball. But I was thinking about this. I don't see the pitching completely sliding, to be honest with you. I don't think it is what it is, like right now. But when you have two of the top four in the Cy Young last year, you don't expect downfalls from them. And then, of course, can Lorenzen and Bubich keep up what they're doing? That's hard to say. I mean, that's a wild card there. But the top rotation, you expect to be good continuously. And I expect the bats to start warming up. As you get into May and into June, the bats will start to warm up. But is the pitching sustainable, in your opinion?
Maybe like you're saying, maybe not to the level that it's at right now, third best in all of Major League Baseball, maybe the best group in the American League, right? Nobody in the sports log more innings than these guys while they're putting up an ERA just above 3. They might be the best in the American League, and maybe that isn't going to stick around for all 162. It might. You know, you can make a case last year that it was them or Seattle who had the best rotation. And, you know, I kind of disagree when you talk about Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. Yes, I expect them to be good, but I actually do expect and did expect a slight regression from both of them coming off career years last year. Now, so far, that might not happen. They might both improve on what they did in 2024. What's most impressive to me is the improvement that we've seen out of the 4 and 5 spot in the rotation. You know, Brady Singer and Alec Marsh were outstanding in the first half of last year. And Chris Bubich, Michael Lorenzen, Noah Cameron have been every bit as good, if not better. You know, is that sustainable to get that type of production out of the number 4 and number 5 spots? That's what's going to allow this team to be the best in the American League come August and September. Chris Bubich gives me no reason to believe that he's going to slow down anytime soon. Michael Lorenzen, I wouldn't say it to his face, certainly not when you have biceps like that, but you know, with what we've seen from him, off to a great start on a one-year deal at $7 million. Kyle Wright's going to start his rehab assignment coming up today in Northwest Arkansas.
Stop right there for a second, Vern, with Kyle Wright, because this is kind of not a talked-about guy with the Royals. We're talking about the guy that led the league in wins a couple years ago with Atlanta. This is kind of a sneaky guy that can help this team eventually.
Well, let's hope so, and that's the point. Him, Noah Cameron, what you saw from him the other day, coupled with what you're getting out of a guy in Michael Lorenzen who's on a one-year deal, man, you have some real options to where if the offense continues to be mired near the bottom of Major League Baseball in most offensive categories, Well, maybe you can use some of that pitching depth, whether it's one of those names I just mentioned or someone down in the minor leagues even deeper. Maybe you could use some of that pitching depth to improve your offense and not solely rely on Jack Caglione to come alongside the big four at the top and push this team into October. No, you can go add an outfielder and bring up a Jack Caglione and allow this lineup to be, you know, the best one put forth by a Royals team in quite a while.
What'd you think of the St. Joe Maestro? Noah Cameron, now he's back in AAA, but you got to see him in spring training.
St. Joe Maestro.
That's right.
You coined that?
No, I just now.
It's pretty good.
But anyway, you know.
It's pretty good.
He had some walk issues, whatever. You got to see this guy in spring training. But, man, I'm telling you, man, I love this kid's confidence.
Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, I was on with Cody and Gold, and you know, that's the thing I kept going back to. It's not going to look like a young man out there making his big league debut. He carries himself like a pro, and that was even more than just a professional effort from the 25-year-old. Again, this was a guy that impressed the organization so much. Not only do they put him on the 40-man roster, but they also, without saying it,
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Daniel Lynch, you're now a reliever. You know, we have our next lefty for the rotation. Noah Cameron took that starting spot or that starting dream from Daniel Lynch. Now, they don't come out and say it, but when Daniel brings camp with the team out of the bullpen and he earned it. Well, it's also a reflection of he's been usurped on the depth chart by Noah.
Well, the lineup just came out, Vern, and no Salvi. In this lineup, it's got Fermin back at catcher for the Royals, and at first base will be Vinny. So no Sal in the lineup tonight. What's different with the Orioles this year? This year, they're 12-18. Last year, after 30 games, they were 19-11. I mean, they were rolling last year. Well, what do you, besides pitching, is that the end-all be-all with Baltimore Weatherstone?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't minimize that. Don't minimize Corbin.
I'm not, but I mean, it's a different team. Last year, they were 8 games over 500 at 30 games.
Yeah, and then they showed a very unimpressive lack of effort at the trade deadline. You know, for as much as we've lauded that organization over the past few seasons for all of that young offensive talent, they refused to even come close to pushing their chips all in. We haven't seen Baltimore show a bit of the aggressiveness we've seen from John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo. But yeah, Corbin Burns was there. They brought in a Zach Eflin. But they allow Corbin Burns to leave. They don't really replace him. And now injuries have befallen that rotation. Jordan Westberg, one of their best young sluggers, has been banged up. You can't say what else besides the pitching, because in baseball, as you know, Bink, it always begins with pitching. That's why the Royals are even in this thing instead of being out of the race already. The only reason why they're in it is because of the pitching.
And Cole Reagans, we probably won't see till Monday against the White Sox?
Seems that way, yeah.
Okay. Seems like he's going to be pushed back till then, which is fine. I mean, it's great to have the White Sox come in. Again, you got to take advantage of them, beat them 12 out of 13 times, which they could do. They did that last year, but you can't always predict that that's what's going to happen. You got to find a way to bully somebody else, which they've been able to do Minnesota to some extent. Are you kind of happy now with the defense lately, Vern? Because I know defense is always something you look at and you want to see, because that can make a difference between a win or loss, especially playing these close games. But is the defense getting around to where you like it now?
Yeah, well, It's strange with this year's defense, because I think the defense is more of a reflection of the coaching staff now, because it's on the coaches to hide Jonathan India out there. Not that he's a complete butcher, but there's a standard in Kansas City when it comes to defense, and I can't remember very many teams that would put out the defender that Jonathan India is at third base, at second base, in left field. He's below average at best. So it's going to be a thing. You know, Vinny's balling out at first base. Bobby's always a stud. Mikel's a great third. Mikel's just a great defender. Two great defenders behind the dish. Kyle Isbell's, you know, didn't get off to the type of start of the season that we would expect, but we all know about his ability. Drew Waters has been a godsend for the offense and, you know, has allowed the corner outfield spot to not really drop off with the demotion of MJ Melendez. So, yeah, I'm more encouraged with the defense, but I think any hopes of this year's defense reminding Royals fans of those great, pristine units that we've watched over the past decade, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think they've acknowledged that we'll sacrifice a little bit of defense for a possible boost offensively. And look, if Jack Caglione comes up and plays, that's only going to continue. I don't know if Royals fans will complain, but if the losses start to mount up, you know, you look at Michael Wacha on the hill tonight, last time he faced Baltimore, you know, he wasn't as bad as his final line would indicate, but Jonathan India kicked a ball at third base. The bullpen gagged up a few of the inherited runners. You know, those things that we saw early in the season again, the difference between a team that's trying to get to 500 and a team that's trying to make the postseason. In April, the Royals looked like that ball club that would be happy with 500 as they're making mistakes defensively. You know, the bullpen was shaky. The base running decision making was poor. You know, what we're seeing of late in this run where they've won 9 of 10 is they look more like a second-tier team, a team that will be unhappy if they fall short of the postseason. They're just playing a slightly better brand of baseball, but we're still looking for that consistent stretch of well-rounded baseball, not everyone saddle up the starting pitcher and allow him to lead us to a 3-0 victory.
Well, Josh Vernier comes your way at 5 o'clock. Michael Wacha on the mound for the Kansas City Royals, game one against Baltimore, at Baltimore tonight. Excuse me, they played him here, but at Baltimore tonight. And last question for you, Vern, has Max Crosby hit you up for alumni money yet?
No, man. They didn't build the stadium, but they named the football stadium stadium in Ypsilanti after Max Crosby.
In his position.
Love that guy. He was born in Lapeer, Michigan.
Hey, man. They gave him the Max Crosby position. Yeah, it's the Max position. He's like the assistant GM out there now.
Sure, yeah, sure. Whatever it takes. I can't believe they still have a football program, to be quite honest.
And they do. They have great turf, too. How about that?
Yeah,
good stuff. Josh Vernier, Royals insider, joining us, the best in the business. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you.